Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, God bless you. This is yours truly, Pastor Thompson, and I'm delighted to come in your home and come on the internet, on your social network page, wherever you may be. This is the Word for the Day radio broadcast ministry. And, you know, I see we were supposed to have Prophetess Paula Wilson on today, and somehow there was a mix-up and with the dates here saying May 18th. Well, actually, May 19th, so saying May 18th. So she may not be able to come on today, and which means we have to reschedule her. But nonetheless, though, we still got a word for you on today, amen. That just means that I have to give you a word. How about that? You know, so I want to talk about a topic on today, and while we are getting prepared to do that, I wanted to share with you that, you know, we're coming up real soon, amen, to May 30th. I will be with the Women of Excellence out there in Bethlehem, PA, for instructional class on leadership. Leadership, yes, leadership, amen. And then next month, June 20th, Saturday, June 20th, my goodness, let's talk about this here for a minute, if you don't mind. On June 20th, I will be in the city of Phillipsburg, New Jersey, and we will embark upon a free gospel concert, revival. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. I was losing words to describe it because, you know something? Let me share this with you. The reason why I was losing words is concerning this concept because, see, there is something that's about to happen. You say, well, man of God, what do you mean? There's something that's about to happen. Well, what I mean is that there is a shift and a change in the atmosphere. And I truly believe that there's many out there that don't know the Lord. There's many out there that are hurting. There's many out there that are looking for something to medicate the pain. There's a void, amen. And I want to know, how many of you know that the only way you can fill a void is by having Jesus on the inside? What you mean, man of God? Well, everyone has tried all type of things. For example, we have folks that use alcohol as a means to medicate their sorrows and pains, and there's others that smoke. There's everyone that's using some type of vice. But I want you to understand on today, beloved, that the way to go, but I believe on next month, amen, this gospel concert is going to touch the lives of the community of the people who live here, every nation. Every nation, they used to say when they used to pledge allegiance, every nation under God, right? Well, I want you to know every nation in this city will hear this word. Those that may not be able to make it, but let me tell you something, that sound is going to be airborne. That's right. The sound of the word being preached, the sound of the gospel singers singing, the sound of the dancers dancing, there's a sound in the air that's going to manifest itself and it's going to travel. And there's something about that anointing. When the anointing is on, amen, the word, when the anointing is on that vessel, when the anointing is manifests itself in such a magnitude where it can go forth, chains are broken. Not only are chains broken, but there's something about being set free. You know, the captives can be set free. There's something about the anointing that allows people to be healed. Amen. I don't know who I'm talking to on today, but I want you to know that there is a healing that's going to take place in the hearts of people, brokenhearted people. There are marriages that need to be mended, revised, renewed, nude, and amen. And there's people who are just disconnected and need to be connected back to their family members, those young people that have left home and ran amok, those that have rebellion. I don't know. Listen, I just know one thing, that God is going to show. You need to be there at Walters Park Saturday, June 20th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. This is a time that you need to just mark on your calendar. This is a time that you need to say, you know, I'm going to make sure I will be there this day. I'm not going to schedule nothing. I'm bringing my children. I'm bringing my nephews, my nieces, my cousins. I'm going to call my neighbors. I'm going to tell somebody, listen, y'all need to come on out. We're going to have such an awesome time. Praise God. I'm giving away Bibles and different gifts and my goodness, certificates, hot dogs, soda. We are going to have a grand time. This raising up the hands and raising them up high, up into the sky, and giving our Lord praise. Amen. Let me tell you something. The theme this year is outside the four walls. Amen. Bringing the gospel to the streets. How many of you know that we need to bring this gospel out here into the streets? Well, listen, today I want to talk to you, amen, about a topic that's called the Jesus way of defeating temptation. We are all not too surprised when things are going well that the devil comes along and makes us what may appear to be a better offer. Or when things are tough, he may come along and offer us a quick way out. We all face different kinds of temptations. A recent survey of discipleship journal readers ranked the top 9 areas of greatest spiritual challenges to them. And number 1 was materialism. Number 2 was pride. Number 3 was self-centeredness. Number 4 was laziness. Number 5 was anger or bitterness. Number 6 was sexual lust. Number 7 was envy. Number 8 was gluttony, and number 9, lying. Source was the Discipleship Journal, okay? Well, now remember, it is not a sin to be tempted, but it becomes sin when we yield to it. See, you might be tempted. Just because you were tempted doesn't necessarily mean that you have sinned. It just means that if you go out, if you act it out, if you take the bait, amen, then that's when it becomes a sin. You know, John Piper reminds us that sin, for like lust, for example, it gets its power by persuading us to believe that we'll be more happy if I follow it. In other words, the power of all temptation is the prospect that it will make me happier. You know, so there, brother, friends, on today, even Jesus was tempted to sin. He had to deal with the devil's offers. How many of you had to deal with temptation? How many of you had to deal with an offer that was made and you knew it wasn't right? What did you do about it? See, in the book of Matthew, the 4th chapter, you know, it reads from the first verse, it says that then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. And again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Now, there's something that I need you to notice, okay, that in all three aspects of Jesus' temptation experience, that he chose to live on the proceeding word from the mouth of God. In other words, it is imperative that we learn to war, it is written. What you mean, man of God? In other words, we should be speaking, and when it comes to warfare, temptation, whatever it may be, we need to start speaking, but it is written. It is written. We must also realize that the word needs to be written on our hearts. What you mean? Well, it's one thing just to say something, but it needs to be internal. It needs to be written in the heart. I heard David said, your word has I hid in my heart, so I may not sin against you. There's another one that says to have the word engraved upon the tables of my heart. Amen. But I like what David said, your word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. So that word got to be inscribed upon your heart. Amen. And you need to be able to speak and to your situation. You need to say to that circumstance. You need to say to that temptation. You need to say to the enemy that it is written. Amen. We should keep in mind that reading books about the Bible is not the same as searching the word for oneself. You see, it is true that articles and commentaries can be helpful. If I didn't believe this, I certainly wouldn't be writing this devotional commentary. There are many today who substitute, amen, the reading of devotional guides for the Word of God. So there's a problem right there. You know, it's okay to read things, but you need to stay in the main ingredient. You need to stay in the nucleus. You need to stay where the life is. The life is in the Word. The Word of God is the life. Amen. We need to be able to read that Word. Praise God. Amen. Now, I tell you, my goodness, it's so important that you understand, beloved, that no matter what you're going through, that there are many today, like I said, who are going to substitute reading the devotionals, you know, for the Word of God. But see, the result will be a dry intellectuality instead of a fresh spirituality. Did you get that? You're going to have a dry intellectuality instead of a fresh spirituality. See, people who follow this course of action often end up with a seared conscience in our heart. Amen. In a hard heart. That's right. You know, until the most searching ministry fails to make any impression on them. As a result, there are many who faithfully attend church today who literally are or dare the speaker to challenge them from the word to do anything different than what they have already read, or sometimes not only what they have read, amen, but also what they are doing. What you mean? See, a lot of people that are living out here in the world that's not convicted, not convinced, and living by God's word, they want to live all just reckless, in other words. And you know, if you start speaking what does say the Lord, when it goes against how they're speaking, you know, you're going to get some eyes rolling, people attitudes and stuff like that. People might even leave. But guess what? I'd rather tell the truth. I'd rather say what God say than sit there and tell a lie or sit there and sugarcoat. I'm not compromising, amen, but our minds need to be renewed by the word of God so that we are always ready to access the truth, to maintain our ground and gain new ground. I want to say to you one more time, I want you to get this now in your spirit. Our minds need to be renewed by the word of God so that we are always ready to access truth, to maintain our ground and gain new ground. That's right. We're supposed to be able to stand our ground, stand on this word, amen, this word that will never fail you, amen, and never fall, amen. That word will be here when the foundation of this world disappears. The word of God will still exist. And we're supposed to gain new ground. What you mean? Well, we're supposed to be able to go in the enemy's camp and get new ground, my goodness. And I want you to understand that we need to speak our own mouths at times. Stop just reading what other people say. It's time for you to put this into motion. It's time for you to put some action with your faith. Faith with the action. Amen. Because without it, it's dead. We need to start speaking because God has given you power. That's right. A goosey of power. He's giving you authority, amen, to speak, amen, and things into existence. So we need to get this in your heart and speak it out of your mouth, amen. When we speak the word that has come out of God's mouth in faith, then it carries the power of God as we speak it. Jesus received from the Father and spoke what the Father told him to speak. Did you get that? That's right. Jesus received. He heard from God. Amen. He heard from the Father, and he spoke what the Father told him to speak. Are you doing what God has spoke to you? Are you telling people what he has spoken to you to say? Amen. We do not have to have, first of all, dialogue, argue, or discuss things with the devil. That's one thing that I want you to understand. I was telling folks when we went out evangelizing last week, there are all type of people out there. There are people that know the word, people that want to tell you the word, amen, that are out there. But one thing for certain, there's no need to discuss or argue with the devil, amen, over God's word, praise God. We speak the truth to disarm his lies. So when you start speaking God's word, you can dismantle the enemy's, praise God, his lies, amen. And I want you to understand, amen, that we are about to just get embarked on these things. I thank God for our guests that's in the studio, amen. I was just sharing this with you, praise God. I'm going to bring it out shortly, praise God, amen. But I just want to conclude this last point, if you don't mind, amen. I wanted to say this right here. I wanted to say that the three temptations that Satan brought against Jesus and that will bring against us is temptation questions one. How can I use my power, amen, to avoid sacrifice? Amen. And let me tell you something. Temptation, question number two, how can I prove I have spiritual credentials? Amen. And number three is this right here. And, you know, I'm going to continue this in on next week. Temptation, question number three, how can I create an environment that serves me? These are some of the questions that we're going to deal with on the next time. But right now, beloved, I'm excited to have our guest. There was a little confusion with on my part. I believe I put May 19th instead of the 18th. But God bless you, Prophetess Paula Wilson. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Doing well, doing well.
Amen, amen. Well, you know, this is a day that God has made, and I'm exceedingly excited because he has given me the opportunity to have such a wonderful woman of God on the Word for Today radio broadcast ministry. And I know we're about maybe 18 minutes into it, but I do want you, woman of God, to go ahead and just go ahead and speak what God is giving you to share with the people of God on today. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, amen, it's an honor and a privilege to be here, amen, this afternoon, amen. God is awesome, God is worthy, he's worthy to be praised. And I just want to just come to you this afternoon from Hebrews, amen, 11 and verses 1. And it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And one of the things I want to do today is encourage those of you that are under the sound of my voice. I want to encourage you in your faith. I want to encourage you in your walk with God, because in these last days, there are things that is going on in the world that will shake our faith if our foundation is not secure. And so in this last hour, you have to make sure that your foundation in God is secure. And you may say, Prophetess, how do I get my foundation to be grounded? Your foundation comes through prayer. Prayer has to be engrafted in your soul. Prayer in this last hour is essential in the life of the believer. believer that doesn't pray, the enemy will devour you. And so we have to stand on God's word and know that God is able to deliver, know that God is able to take you into the places, amen, that you have never been before. Know that God is working, amen, and he is moving. And so I just want to encourage you this afternoon to have faith in God. And believe, amen, that you are going to achieve everything that you put your hands to, amen. The word of God speaks about, amen, being blessed. Deuteronomy 1-14 speaks about being blessed in the city, being blessed in the field, amen. God wants to bless his people. He wants to bless us, but we got to be in position in order to receive the blessing. Right now, at this hour, we are in pre-Jubilee. September 14th is Jubilee, and when we look in the book of Leviticus, Leviticus speaks about Jubilee. It speaks about, amen, that debts were canceled, amen, and properties were given, and things happened in the lives of people, amen, in the Old Testament. And so know, amen, that you've got to position yourself for what God wants to do in your life in this hour. And so, amen, the Bible says, now faith is now. And like I said, amen, to the body of Christ last night at church, I said to them, I said, listen, you cannot allow the devil to have more faith than you. Hallelujah. Why would we say that the devil has more faith than me? Yes, he has more faith than you, because if he didn't have the confidence, and if he didn't know that you could achieve what it is that God has sent you to the earth to achieve, he will not try to stop you and slow you down. So don't allow the enemy to have more faith than you, because he has confidence that you could reach and achieve. That's why he blocks you. That's why, amen, he sent predators to devour your assignment. And so don't allow predators to devour your assignment. Sometimes you can have predators in the body of Christ who will try to stop you from getting where God has you to go. And so you've got to know your assignment and know what it is that God has called you to do, and allow nothing to shake your faith and allow nothing to stop you. You've got to keep a focus in mind, because the job of the enemy, amen, is to come and shake your faith. In other words, is the job of the enemy to shake and rock your faith. Foundation. Amen. And that's the reason why he sent storms. Storms come, amen. Tests come. Trials come, amen. But all of that come to build your faith. I preach a message one time, appointed, anointed, and approved. And a lot of times we want to be anointed, but we don't want to be approved. The approving process comes in the trials. The approving process comes, amen, when we are faced with difficult situations. The approving process comes when we, amen, are experience the Hurricane Katrina in our life. And what that does is, amen, it approves us, and God says, now you are qualified to be able to deliver somebody else. Why? Because you have already been there. You have already done that. And so God is saying, you know, hallelujah, bless you, Jesus. So there are some of you under the sound of my voice. You may be going through right now, and you just seems that, you know, God is nowhere around. I want you to know today, amen, that he is a very present helper in time of trouble. And so know that he is able to deliver you out of whatever it is that you may be facing, whatever it is that you may be going through. God is able. Amen. Hallelujah. The word of God says, is there anything too hard for him? There is absolutely, figuratively nothing that is too hard for our God. And so I want to encourage you this afternoon to hold fast to your profession of faith and know that the greater one resides on the inside of you. Those of you who may be listening to this broadcast, amen, under the sound of my voice, amen, you might not be saved, amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, God. But this is the hour, amen, to give your heart to the Lord, amen, because we are in the last days. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ is soon to come. He said, when you see the signs of the time, look up, for my redemption draweth nigh. And his redemption is drawing nigh this evening. Hallelujah. And so, amen, surrender your heart to him and try Jesus, amen, give him your life. There are some of you, you may be sick under the sound of my voice. I want you to know today that he is a healing Jesus, amen. Hallelujah, bless you, Jesus. The Bible speaks, amen, that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, amen, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. He said you could also, amen, if you have faith, you could speak to the mountain and command that mountain to be removed. Hallelujah. I've been to death. storm. In 1991, when the doctors told me I'm going to need a blood transfusion, and I told them, no, I will not. Hallelujah. Hours later, I was 21 years old. Hours later, they came back, and my blood count was back to normal. Let me let you know something. Like a woman with the issue of blood, she was not just healed, but she was made whole from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And so you may need to be made whole this afternoon. I declare and I decree that your wholeness is in your body today. Whatever sickness, hallelujah, I take authority over it now, amen. And I plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of your head to the very sole of your feet. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. And I thank you today. Amen. Now faith is. Now faith is. Hallelujah. Step in. Amen. It didn't. Faith, amen, is not past tense. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Amen. Faith is now. Amen. Let me look at now. Now means now. It's not tomorrow or yesterday. It is now. Right now. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. And so God want to operate and move in your now. He wants to move in your now. He wants to move on your behalf now. Hallelujah. So whatever it is, amen, hold fast and know that God is able. Stand still and see the salvation of your God and knowing that he is able to transform your life. Hallelujah. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you, God, for God got you. Hallelujah. Bless his name today. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. My goodness. I love the fire. I love that fire. That's such a confirmation. My goodness, prophetess. I mean, come on now. You know, we're living in this last day. I call it the last hour, the privilege, you know, this perilous time we're living in. But one thing for certain, God is not playing, and he's sitting. This is the thing about I love about God. He doesn't want nobody to die, prophet. Because prophets, mm-hmm. He doesn't want no one to die, and he's giving warnings, he's showing signs. Is anybody listening? You know, and that's why it's so important. You know, God put in my spirit this summer, next month, where the theme is outside the four walls, bringing the gospel to the streets. You know, and I thank God for that powerful word. My goodness. You know, and I definitely need to have you come back on a following week so we can give you more time, because I hear something in the spirit that God has put in you. Mm. And there's such a burning. There's a revival that's in you that's going to be so contagious, like wildfire. Here, the Spirit of God saying, like wildfire. And people that you are going to speak to on the outside, they're going to catch. It's going to. They folks are going to catch it just like that. And I'm talking about people just literally, just being enslaved. You see, you remember back in the old school, in the old days, when folks was really. This serving the Lord in spirit and truth, and there wasn't time conscious. They were all about God conscious. The Holy Spirit could move in such a way that folks were slayed. They were crying out to God. There was time to go into the place. As soon as you walked through the door, the presence of God was so strong in there that all you could do was just lay down, prostrate, and just worship him. Amen. And there's a time coming that folks need to realize that this is a time that we need to really, really get back to our first love. Amen.
Amen.
I thank you,
amen.
Prophetess. Yes, prophetess. I thank you. I'm a little congested today, but it's okay. Amen. Some of my vowels, my pronunciation sound a little funny, like someone squeezing my nose. But, you know, I truly thank God. Now, prophetess, the name of your ministry and where you're located at?
Well, actually, we are in Miami, Florida. And right now we are just in our second year, and so for right now we just went into our second year. So we are at the El Palacio Hotel on Sunday nights. That's about to change shortly, but that's where we are right now. On Sunday nights we have Supernatural Sunday Evening Service, where God is moving and showing him, moving by his spirit and moving by his power. And, you know, 3 weeks ago a lady came in, and she was she wanted us to pray for her daughter. It was with a word of knowledge that someone had someone in prison. And the lady came in and Hallelujah. We prayed, and after the word of knowledge, amen, 3 weeks later, amen, her daughter came out about 2 or 3 days ago out of prison. So, you know, so God is moving by his signs and wonders and miracles are happening in the lives of God's people. And so, you know, that's what I believe, that the church got to go back to the book of Acts. The back of Acts has to be back in power and operation in the church today. Because when God called me, amen, almost 17 years ago, when he called me, I said, I will not preach unless there be signs and wonders. Either we believe his word or we don't. Amen? And so for 17 years, that's what's been going on, and seeing God move in the lives and the hearts of his people. Amen. After traveling and preaching for 17 years, I just started pastoring. Yes.
Praise God. I mean, I know Okalaka. I used to be out there. I fought a lot of there. I know a life of living in Florida for over 13 years. I'm originally from New York, so I know a lot of pastors and preachers out there. But you know something, woman of God? I thank God for you. I thank God for transparency, and I thank God for you because you said, Lord, if I'm going to do this thing, I'm going to do it for you, and I'm going to do it right, and that's it. You know, and I love it because God's been placing kingdom-minded people across our platform, and I tell you, I jump for joy, amen. It's just been such a refreshment for me, amen. And I do want to say, woman of God, that if somebody wanted to reach out to you, you have an email address they can contact you with?
Yeah, sure. You will email me at drpaulamiller@yahoo.com, or you can come and look me up on Facebook, amen. I'm there all the time, amen. Prophetess Paula Wilson on Facebook, amen. And also, you can reach out to my cell number. It's 404-553-4392.
404-553-4392. Amen. And you know, woman of God, I know you need a website.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
bless you. I'm going to bless you with a website. Amen. I'm going to bless you. I've been very blessed to. I used to actually design them a long time ago, back in like the early 2000s when they first came out with HTML and all that. I taught myself, a multi-gifted, but I've been blessed to be able to send people to and give them resources where they can really be blessed. And it's truly been a blessing. I have blessed some other ministries. I want to bless you as well. And I do want to share with you that are listening on the radio today that next month, amen, we will be having the live concert. That's right, outside the four walls, bringing the gospel to the streets. This is our second year, amen. I'm excited because the bait that you have to use some time to catch different fish is very creative. So God said, I'm going to take the foolish things, confine the wise. We're going to be outdoors in the city of Phillipsburg, New Jersey. And this year it's going to be larger. We have folks coming from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, all over, coming to partake in this outdoor free gospel concert, praise dancers, choirs. We're giving away Bibles, gift certificates, hot dogs. It's for the whole family. But most importantly, we're going to also minister that word and do an altar call. There's a lot of people out there, prophets, just they're dying. Drug dealers and unbelievers. There are people are hurting and they need healing. And see, one thing is a lot of people are not going into the building. They're not going into the building. So the building needs to go. The people of God need to go out to the highways, to the hedges. I think about the wedding, the banquet when it's being prepared. And all the folks that have been invited, they have excuses. Nobody wanted to show up. So they said, go out. He came to them, go out there to the highways and the hedges, to the byways, and get all those that will come. You know, and this is what God is telling us. It's time for us to go outside the four walls and let those folks know that God is alive. God does still live, that he will heal you, that he can save you. He can turn your life around. They need to hear this word preached about Jesus, not about the cause, not about prosperity and all that's wonderful. But what about the people out here dying? My goodness, I tell you, I just have such a heart, because see, if we can get the folks out there, because Jesus said make disciples. He made disciples, and he sent the disciples out to go out there to make more disciples. So there's something about getting out there into the highways and the hedges. But I thank God for you, woman of God.
Amen.
And you know, also, there's some greatness. If there's anyone listening to me right now under my voice, I know we passed the 5:30 marker, but if there's anyone listening on the radio program today, and you need require prayer, or you would like this mighty woman of God to pray with you, just press number one on your keypad, and if I see it on the switchboard here, I will plug you in. But I wanted to say, prophetess, Paula, that it's such a blessing, and there's some greatness. There's some things that God already poured into your spirit concerning even the book. You're another one that's going to be writing a book, but also I see the School of Prophets, amen. There's some teaching that God has placed in your spirit, amen. You know, I don't know you like when you and I sit down and discuss some of these things, but God has shown me these things, amen, that there's a book that you will write, amen, and I see you teaching, because that gift that's in you, it has to be replicated, amen. I hear the word replication. So that means that you're going to reproduce, and I see the ministry growing in leaps and bounds. It's not going to be a hard thing, amen, but this time when God is doing it, he's sending in people strategically that have been assigned for this time and season in your life, amen. So amen. I just want you to be encouraged, woman of God.
Amen, amen, amen. You're right on it, Prophet. You're right on it, because the book is going to be released in July. In
July. Praise God.
One of my first books will be released in July. It's called Destiny Destroyers. Amen. It speaks about things that will destroy your destiny. You know, the pitfalls that will destroy your destiny and try to throw you off course, you know. And
yes.
So we're going to be dealing and encouraging people to pursue their destiny, you know. One of the things that I spoke on last night at church is vision. And the power of vision. And a lot of times, you know, I tell them, I said, ambition is different from vision. When God sends us to the earth, he sends us with a vision plan in mind. Amen. And so we've got to find out what is that plan, what is that vision is that God had when he sent us here to the earth realm. Amen. And what it is that he wants us to accomplish. Amen. And so we've got to come against, amen, the death things that will come in and try to destroy our destiny and try to slow us down and try to stop
yes.
us, amen, from pursuing and reaching where it is that God have us to go. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's so true. That's so profound. Amen. You know, and I just wanted to say that also to you that are listening out there by internet, whichever way that you are plugged in today, I need y'all to that like to support the ministry, but also sow into what we're doing for next month. Amen. You know, one thing about vision is that when God gives you a vision, like you were just saying, woman of God, he'll make provision. But one thing God also said, you have not because you ask not. You know,
yeah.
So I have to ask, because like yourself, I have a small ministry that God has birthed in me, amen. But I have to, even though it may be small as far as the numbers, but it's huge by faith, though, you know. And,
yeah.
And one of the things that I have seen God just operated in such a way that, you know, it can't be no one but God, amen. So even with
amen.
This here, I need to get this insurance. It's $1 million worth of insurance liability. I had a few people who had committed to help me in that area, and one of the people had told me that they would not be able to do it no longer. They were sick, and they had bills for their car, all different things that came up, you know. So I said, well, you know something, Lord, it's okay, because I know that God's still going to work it out. And then sure enough, I got a phone call from the city. They said, well, when are you going to pay this liability insurance? Because, you know, even though you have that date, it's not really concrete until we see that certificate of insurance. So I said, my God, here we go. But you know something? I still trust God. I'm not panicking. I went to the insurance company today. day, and they said, I'm going to give you a quote back by which I should have a quote. What they told me was, it would be better for me, so that I started this ministry in this city about 3 months ago, 3.5 months ago in this city. He said, it would be better for me to just go ahead and get regular insurance, general insurance that will cover the ministry and the members and the people and myself, you know, which would be much smarter. So instead of me spending $400 just for one day, I could spend $596 and I'll be covered for the whole entire year. So God knows how to bless you and how to set you up. So I'm asking those that are listening under my voice today, if you would like to continue to help us or support us, please go to our website at www.citywidecog.org. That's www.citywidecog.org. Amen. You can go to our website. You see the donation tab. Just click on there. Send it whatever God's placed in your heart, or you can make a check or money order out to Citywide Church of God. That's Citywide Church of God, P.O. Box 163, Stuartsville, New Jersey. The zip code is 0886. So that's P.O. Box 163, Stuartsville, New Jersey, 08886. Amen. We do appreciate you, you know, continue to pray for this ministry. Prophetess Paula Wilson is our guest. Amen. From all the way from Opa-locka, Miami, Florida. My goodness. I want to thank you, woman God. Is there anything you would like to say?
Okay, well, I'd just like to wrap up by saying, you know, continue to trust God, those of you that are listening. Amen. All you got to do is have faith in him. You know, sometimes we don't understand when we are in the hard places of life. Know this, that God is working. Know that no matter what you face, no matter what comes your way, God is working. And so just continue to stand fast in the liberty. Stand fast in him. Hold fast. Amen. And know that God is working. Hallelujah. Blessed Jesus. One of the things I always say is the word is working on my behalf. No matter what it looks like, the word is working. The word of God is working. It is working. When you face a trial, the word is working. Hallelujah. Everything that the word has to say about me, it is working. And whatever in the word have to say about me, it is so. Amen. And so begin to make declarations over your life and watch God work. Amen. So God bless you this afternoon. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, sir, for having me on. God bless you.
Amen. It was truly, truly a pleasure. Amen. And I want to make an announcement. We now are at 86,029 total listeners. My goodness. Amen. So I just thank God for that. We jumped from 72,000 to 86,000. That is getting around the world to those that are living in different locations and different areas. So we are just excited about what God is doing, that the gospel is spreading. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything that's been done today. We thank you for this word, this powerful word. We thank you for our guest prophetess, Paula Wilson, and those that are listening. We thank you, Lord, that you will just continue to stay, increase our territory. Bless those that are listening, that this word has fallen into good ground, that it will just spring up, Lord, in due season. And Lord, we ask you right now, as we bind and rebuke the retaliation of the enemy, Lord, that you dispatch your warring angels from the north, east, west, south for flaming swords, Lord. I decree and declare miracles over each and everyone under my voice, even right now. In the magnificent name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Beloved, join us on tomorrow, praise God. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. We're back in the house again. And I want you to know on tomorrow, let the folks know that we have another special guest coming through. And I'm telling you, you need to tell someone. And if you don't do nothing else, if you know someone that's going through, let them know that God is in the midst of blessing. God, he's about to do something awesome. My goodness. On tomorrow, we have our special guest in the house, Apostle Michelle Thompson. Oh, my goodness. So listen, beloved, until we meet again, kingdom blessings upon you and your family. Good night, and God bless you.